Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Matt, you have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, absolutely. Phenomenal. Oh, wonderful. Okay. Outstanding.
It was great. Turkey Day
was awesome. Epic.
What about you, DC?
Fantastic time. Got to hang out with my parents. It was a good time.
Yeah, I had a chance to hang out with my mom, and it was so special. And it was pretty much hung out with her. But let me tell you this, though, before we get into that. I drove to Birmingham, Alabama, and it was the worst time driving for the Thanksgiving holidays I have ever experienced in my entire life. It was – the traffic was – I mean, it was ridiculous. I don't know what was going on in America, but I mean, it was like everywhere. I mean, they were shutting it down. I mean, I think I spent 2 hours trying to get through Atlanta. It was ridiculous, man.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's typical, though, isn't it?
Well,
it
not
is
two
Atlanta.
Hours. Yeah, it is Atlanta, but not 2 hours. But Greenville, and I don't know who. Can somebody tell me who works for the Department of Transportation for the state of South Carolina, particularly between Greenville? I mean, Charlotte and Greenville, because I'd be damned. They're always doing construction there, and it's the
Rotary Club.
They must be on that special program. Just make sure you can get paid. It's ridiculous, because they're always doing stuff out there, and I don't understand what they're improving. They got these barricades up, man. The roads are always crazy. It was a horrible driving experience. Then I came back early yesterday, so I kind of got past that. I was back at home by 12 noon. So, but I'm telling you, that was ridiculous. Going down there on that Wednesday, man, I was driving for Charlotte. I went to Charlotte Tuesday. I did the show for Charlotte Wednesday morning. So I drove from Charlotte to Birmingham. And it took me 8 hours. Yeah, 9 hours. Yeah, ridiculous. But anyway, I made it home, so it was cool. That's my bad look for my terrible look.
But I'll tell you what. I made it home, so that's good enough.
Okay, yeah, exactly. But I'll tell you one damn thing. If you're a sports fan, you have to have some good looks. And we have to have some bad looks, too. But you know, before we get to the obvious, because we are, you know, if you didn't know, I'm wearing my Alabama hat today, by the way. Yeah, but I'm not going to get – Mac, the NC State Carolina game. Now –
where would you like to begin?
Well, let's begin here. I thought State was going to get them. I thought Carolina may get them, but because Carolina beat Wake, I didn't think that was a big game. But Carolina had that team beaten. Texting me the eyes from ICU. All this stuff. So, what happened? Was this the inability of Carolina saying that? Did Carolina believe they could win this game, or they just felt that they was happy to be over there in Carter Finn and trying to play a football game?
No, I mean, it was one of those, I would love to be spoiler. I would love to be, but if I don't win the game, it's not like I'm losing anything because I wasn't going anywhere. Nothing's on the line, so it doesn't really matter. So it really came down to that. That's really all it is. It just came down to, they wanted a little bit more than we did at the end. And that was it, because I don't have anything to lose.
Okay.
That's all. Because, look, today they lost. So today, what changed on Monday, today versus last Monday? Nothing.
Well, I mean, don't ask Dennis his opinion about it. But anyway, it's NC State 34, UNC 30. And Dennis is probably right. I think Carolina did suck. And by the way, Pringley hit me up and said, man, can you believe this? I said, bro, it's kind of hard to watch it. I tell you right there.
What do you mean? Why is he shocked?
They scored 2 touchdowns in 26 seconds, I think it was. Am I right about that? I think that's right.
Yeah. Busted coverage. I mean, it happened.
Then the last touchdown, the DB, like, where? If you're a defensive back, you can catch the ball, too. They call it interception. So the safety, like, he was right there to catch the ball. He's like, well, maybe I shouldn't try to catch it because I may interfere with him. Hell, interfere with him. It's only a 15-yard penalty in college.
If you, again,
If you're outside again.
Again, stop acting all confused and surprised and appalled and shocked and dismayed. All of that. Stop it.
What do you mean?
You know this was a possibility. This was going to happen. You know this was a possibility.
I mean, yeah, okay, babe. That's breaking news. It is a possibility. A possibility of what was going to happen.
Carolina was going to lose.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's a possibility anybody's going to lose in a game.
Yeah.
That's not.
We talking about anybody. We just talking about Carolina
We're talking about
Carolina.
I mean, okay. My point is, it's the state was favoring that game. So.
And they won.
Yeah. My point is, yeah. So I'm not shocked. I'm shocked how they won. That's what I'm talking about. I wouldn't have been shocked to score with 23-7. I'm like, okay, cool. I wouldn't have been able to like, okay, let's move on to this game. Let's go get some pizza or something. I don't know. Nobody would have been shocked over that. But the fact that Carolina was leading the game with seconds to go, or a minute and some seconds to go, and how they lost. And first of all, if you're on the receiving teams, the hands team for kickoff, receive, you can catch the ball, young man, number four, I don't know his name. You can catch the ball. You don't have the ball. He just ran right by the ball. You can catch the ball before it goes 10 yards, by the way. You don't have to wait 10 yards to touch the ball.
But his job was a striker. He's supposed to be out front.
No.
Come behind was going to catch the ball.
No. If the ball, if you're right there to catch the ball, what that? No, what the hell? So this ball coming to me, I'm a striker. I'm going to let the ball go by me. And no, hell no. You're going to make me cuss, man.
I get too much play. You know what? Just listening to you guys with this like misplaced expectation is hilarious to me. Stop it.
No. What you mean?
You know they weren't going to win that game.
Okay. How did I know that, K-Mac? I mean, I didn't know that.
You see the play. They lost to Georgia Tech.
They beat Wake Forest.
They lost to Virginia Tech.
Right. A lot. Yeah. So? My point I'm making
it. Good.
Okay. They won six games. They're going to a bowl game. They're not terrible. They was terrible on the last 2 minutes of against NC State. So when you tell me they're not, I mean, it was expected. No, it was expected they was going to lose, but it wasn't expected how they lost. Nobody lose that way. It's terrible. True. I mean, it was embarrassing. Mm. And I think, and you know, Rob Maitland, a good buddy of mine, attorney, hit me up. He said something I thought was interesting. If you look at, first of all, is anybody going to the ACC championship game in Charlotte? I mean, I'm just saying.
Who's playing?
That's my point. So it's Pittsburgh and it's Wake Forest, right? And think about this though. You think Pittsburgh and Wake Forest? I don't think they had any five stars like top. I know they have in the top 100s or 300 players on their team. And if you look at recruiting, they don't go for the five stars. They may go to a three star and they coach them up. And apparently that formula is working because, right? Because you see those guys in the championship. Clemson's not there. Carolina had a great recruiting class. Matt Brown, they're not there. NC State has a couple five stars there. They're not there. So you don't have no five stars to win. You got to coach them up in the ACC. Now, there's some other leagues you got to have some five stars. We're going to talk about that in a second.
So you're saying what we witnessed in this State Carolina game, which I can't believe there's no name for it, but what we witnessed is just coaching. Is that it? It's just coaching.
I would say coaching and the players, the inability for some of the players to make simple plays. Not great plays. I'm talking about routine plays. Like a defensive back not fighting for the ball down when McKeezy, what's his name? What's the wide receiver's name? How do you pronounce his name?
Amezi.
He's a pro. Amezi just manhandled him. And like the DB was just scared. He just muscled him out. That's one play. The other play is, damn it, it's a ball coming to you on the onside kick. Everybody knows it's coming. Just follow the ball. No, I'm scared to touch it because I can't touch it unless it goes 10 yards. No, you can touch it anytime. Anyway.
What's something wrong with you?
No, I'm just saying, man. It's just the way it is. So shout out to the Wolfpack. It didn't really mean anything because, well, it did mean something. They beat State, beat Carolina. It meant a lot. But in the big scheme of things, it just gave them another win and maybe give them a big time bowl game. Maybe that'll help them get a better bowl because of the record and because, you know, they was on the edge of going to the championship game. So shout out State. Carolina probably get a bowl game, probably. I'm not sure they deserve it, but they probably get a bowl game. So, again, ACC championship this weekend. Pittsburgh Panthers and the Wake Forest Demon Deacons.
Let's go!
Right, yay! Let's go to the phones right now. Good little bad little Monday. We got James Girardi calling on. Hey James, good morning. I hope you had a great holiday and welcome to the Sports Shop.
I had a great holiday. How y'all doing? All them calling in this morning say, bring me my money. Don't bring me my money. I need my Starbucks.
Tell him, James.
Oh, damn.
Tell him, James.
Damn, James, no
tell him. Tell him, James.
My Starbucks,
you know what,
baby.
You know, James, I totally forgot about that. You're right.
Carolina. That's what them Tar Heel fans do.
Don't worry, James.
Bring
I got receipts. I got
your
back.
Starbucks, baby. I got receipts, too. Bring me my Starbucks.
Really? Really? Really?
Whoa!
All right, James, we got to make arrangements. I'm going to make good on my bet. You know, I forgot about my damn heels. Let me down. Pringley, you going to pay for half of it. You told me we was good.
Oh, my goodness.
I waited this whole time. I said, I got to get him. I need him to bring me my Starbucks.
James, I got you, man. We gonna arrange it. Hey, I'm gonna make good on it, you know, because I'm pretty sure I'll get even with you somewhere down the line because you're gonna bet me on something else, so that's cool. But I'm gonna go ahead and pay my debt. Make sure that I do what I say I'm gonna do. But you were scared because the Hills, really, Carolina won that game, then they lost it. It's ridiculous.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. They won it, then they lost it.
Yeah, 26 seconds, we scored 2 touchdowns. I ain't gonna say I won't scared. I ain't gonna say I won't nervous. I'm like, darn, I got to buy this guy breakfast. But that Wolfpack stepped up and they turned that thing around for my good. They turned it around for my good. They turned it around for my good.
So it was all about you, James, I'm sure,
yeah,
right?
Yes, it was.
All right, man. Hey, James.
I don't know how much you can eat, so yeah, it was all about me.
All right, James, leave. Okay, whatever. Hey, James, congratulations. I don't have enough time to talk about your Eagles, but give the information to Dennis, then I'm going to holler at you when I get off the show. We're going to make a race. I appreciate you, brother. Hey, we got Mike and Kerry calling in right now. Michael, good morning. Good look, bad look weekend. What was your good look, bad look? And also, hope you had a good holiday. What's up, Michael?
I did. I know Auburn almost ruined yours.
We ain't talked about that yet.
Yeah, you right about that.
Yes.
You know, I know if Auburn had a quarterback, y'all would have been in trouble. But
look here, man. Don't come in with all that, man.
Quarterback don't play defense. Go ahead, Mike.
You know what's amazing to me is Auburn's defense and Alabama's defense. Most of them boys are homegrown.
Yeah.
Man, I know what y'all feeding them down there. But man, those are two staunch defensive lines.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. But listen, I don't want to go negative. I want to go positive. I want to talk about NC State's ACC championship. First time since 1979.
You want to talk about who?
Hello. I thought you said you wanted to be positive. I thought you said you wanted to be positive, Michael. I thought you said you wanted to be positive.
You know how I feel about giving honor to those who it's due. Now, that Friday night, that wasn't for the ACC championship?
No, sir.
No?
It was not. No. The celebration said that's what it was for.
Right.
Listen, Hillsborough Street is already
And by the way,
putting up the boots and the concessions
They did start on the field. They did start on the field, by the way. I saw that.
Yeah. Broken leg and everything.
Yeah, no, man.
But I, listen, I don't understand.
That
was not for the ACC championship.
No, sir.
No, it wasn't. But you would think it was for the national championship, the way they were celebrating over there.
And here's the funny thing. It isn't even for second place in the ACC.
Exactly.
But you can't tell them that. And let's say, we'll take what we can get right now. The mythical.
What's sad, though, is that you got, to quote the great Earl Reese, for the ACC championship, you got Wake Forest? Are you kidding me?
Wake Forest?
I know.
What does that say about our conference? I mean, look, I'm glad it was someone, believe it or not, I called it, play the tapes, it was someone other than Clemson.
Come on, Michael. I don't remember you saying that.
I'm serious. I do play tapes.
Okay.
Because I didn't want, what would it have been like for Clemson to win the ACC after the national perception of Clemson having a horrible year?
Oh, yeah.
It would have hurt the ACC.
Yeah.
So, hats off to Pittsburgh and Wake Forest. You know, the good news is next week in Charlotte, there won't be a whole lot of traffic.
So, Reese, if you want to travel again, feel free.
I think I'd be good getting to Charlotte next week.
You don't have no problems, brother.
I'm here at the Charlotte airport right now, and trust me, I think it's more crowded today.
I think you're probably right, Michael.
But I want to leave y'all with this.
Go
ahead. Alabama, Georgia. Whoever loses that game, are they still in the top four?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Even a two-loss Alabama.
Yeah.
Even a two-loss Alabama.
See, because the fact that the threats is like, you know, Oklahoma's out of it. And everybody wants to put Ohio State in it closely, but trust me, they're not even playing that championship game. So the fact those two main factors out of there, those are the ones I was nervous about. Yeah, I think.
And you're not playing in your championship game. Stop it. Stop it with all that.
I didn't know y'all would be so sensitive about that.
But Michael, we're gonna talk about that in the next set. So listen to that. Hey man, thanks for calling. We'll holler at you. Take care.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Happy night, Thanksgiving, buddy. We'll
yeah. Bye, Michael. Hey, real quickly. We got Black Allen. People calling in. We got Black Allen calling in. 919-890-6200. Good little battle of Monday. Black Allen, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, this is White Allen, if you can't tell.
Oh, that's White Allen. Okay, I'm sorry.
Really?
Black Allen transferred from Miami. He plays for Arkansas. White Allen, what's going on, man?
Hey, you know, good, bad for the weekend. Look, K-Mac, you're already in the bad, man.
What? What do you mean?
Yeah.
I
hear you slow rolling the antagonism like crazy. That's just not right.
Hold on. Did I miss something? Did Carolina go to the ACC championship? Was there some form of expectation
for him, Adam, because he's just throwing shade for no reason.
Huh?
Oh, I know. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And, you know, just like you said, Reese, you know, I think the State fans think they just won a championship when they beat us. I mean, that's how it always is, isn't it?
You know what?
I know. That's true. Come on, man. You know. Act like you've been there before. Oh, my bad. You haven't.
All right, gentlemen. It was great talking to you. Have a great
time. Hey, Adam, man. Always a pleasure. Always great hearing from you, man. Go Heels, man. Don't worry about it. We're going to be okay.
That's right. All right. See you guys.
Take care.
Y'all are ridiculous, man. I swear. You can't say nothing about you sensitive Carolina. But thought you were going to the ACC championship, ranked number 10.
Ranked number 10
in the country. Okay. See, we've been doing this for 12 plus weeks. Ranked number 10 in the country. First time been ranked top 10 last 35 years. All of this expectation, and you went out there, you laid a flat out egg for the whole season. But anytime somebody say something about it, y'all get all sensitive, get all mad, start crying, go to the corner. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault you went out there and laid an egg. They laid it up for you.
They ranked you number 10. You didn't even deserve that.
Man, hey, man, we're a basketball school. What are you talking about? I hope.
You damn right you're a basketball school. You got that right.
Anyway, I tell you, we got three things in our favor. And we're going to be okay. I believe in Mac Brown. He's won before he win again. We got our Pepsi Zero Sugar, obviously our Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, and our official sports apparel, the Sports Shop, which is Under Armour. Keep you right and keep you tight. Even on a good look, bad look, Monday does it. Trust me. That's what happened.
Get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it tight.
Call the Park Bubba Sparks, Ying Yang Twins.
I have to be better, I know that. And it starts with mentally, you know, tapping in and understanding what Coach Rule and obviously Coach Joe wants to do, and that's how we're gonna rock and roll.
And man, I just blew the big time tease DC gave me. DC, I just saw that. My bad.
No, it is all good. It's all good.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I had a lot of Tennessee whiskey, probably too much on Saturday night. K-Mac.
Boy, look here.
Watching the Iron Bowl, man. I was double fisted, man. I had
to put the bottle down.
I had a beer in the right, and I had some Buffalo Trace in the left hand. Mm-hmm. And I had some Basil Haven on deck just in case.
I said, man, let me stand up, cause maybe something.
I did tell you, sir.
I had to go look. Now this is how bad this is, and I know people listening. Come, man, I don't want to talk about it. Well, you're gonna talk about it today,
right?
So, get yourself right. Pull up your big pants and get it right. I had to go look it up, Ree.
What's that?
Who in the hell is the backup quarterback? Because I was ready to switch. Damn, give me something.
No, man,
I was ready to try anything.
Okay, man,
we didn't score for three quarters.
We're talking about the Alabama-Auburn game, by the way, people didn't know. Okay, Mac, it wasn't the quarterback's fault.
I know, but I was that's like, give his me fault. Something. I was like, please, somebody give me something.
Number 74, I can't remember his name, bless her. They had to move the center over there to play right tackle, and they brought a freshman in to play center because the right tackle was sucked, man. It was terrible. Auburn was eating his lunch. 99 was eating his lunch all day.
Let me ask a question, though.
Yes, sir.
Was he pledging? Is he online?
Auburn was one of his big brothers.
Yeah. What you call him, DP, whatever? Well, I mean, what's going on? I mean, so you got to tell me. Cause don't nobody get to go ahead with me like that on purpose. Nobody do that.
I'm like, bro, you know the whole world's watching you. Like, I mean, you try to get in the league.
Where they do that at, Reed? What's going on?
But anyway, Mac, your overall assessment about the game.
Overall assessment is exactly what I was afraid of. Auburn has a defense like that defensive line, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. We show some weaknesses on our offensive line, which has been there all season. Honestly, it kind of affected the way that it just threw the timing off enough. And I think they just really had a hard time because of that timing. There's such a rhythm team, apparently, offensively. I'm talking about offensively for Alabama, by the way.
Right.
I think they're such a rhythm team, and they've been used to being such a rhythm.
Yeah.
Once it got thrown off and the timing was off, all because of the push up front by the defensive line for Auburn, they just could not recover from it.
Right.
You know what I mean? The throws were just a little bit behind, and they just weren't who they were used to being.
Right.
And they had a hard time recovering from that, and they made some uncharacteristic drops and mistakes. It just was. Off. That's all I'm saying. It was just off.
Mm. I got 4 points real quickly. One, and you're right. Defensively, they just dominated Dave, meaning Auburn, and which means they shut it down. It makes us a little lurid about what's coming up this weekend, but I'm talking about against Georgia. We'll talk about it in a second. But I think defensively, the first half, they dominated. They made our offensive line like we just started practicing yesterday.
Right.
They was
right.
aggressive. And you got to understand, the defense coordinator's former coach from Vanderbilt. He was drawing up all sorts. He was very aggressive. Defensive back.
Derek Mason.
Mason was unbelievable, right. He had a good game plan. And they had a couple guys in the defensive backfield that's going to play on Sunday, 23 going to play on Sunday.
McCary.
Yeah, McCary. He was pretty much. And the other factor, and our best wide receiver, Meech is unbelievable, our best one, this targeting call, which they got to get that out of football. I mean, I can understand targeting, give him a penalty, but to totally take him out of the football game.
Right.
And he was on punt coverage, and people are like, why is he on punt coverage? Nick always does that. He puts his best athletes on all our special teams. Right. He's done it forever. Mm-hmm. So stop. Don't be complaining now. The second factor came back is we're down to our three-star players in a lot of positions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, we're almost like some of these
everybody else. We're almost average.
right.
Brian Robinson went out. Then Trey Sanders came in, and he hadn't played since he had his car accident. And we don't expect anything from him. The other two running backs, they're out. Then we're down some wide receivers I never heard of. One called a great pass. But anyway, so we're down to our three stars. But the other factor in this game, though, was Bryce Young, in my opinion, won the Heisman Trophy that night. That guy was phenomenal, man.
Honestly, seriously, I must admit, I just can't believe we was having like the type of conversations we were having 10, 12 weeks ago.
And you can blame me for that. I said it.
Yeah. I mean, so Bryce Young, absolutely. Yeah. But then we actually put people like, you know, Sam Howell in that conversation. I don't even know how we got there.
Let it go, man.
We're not
talking about you. We're talking about Alabama.
I know,
now.
But no, we're talking about the Heisman Trophy right now. We're talking about the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
Right. And Bryce Young, he did play phenomenal. He made some mistakes in the game. But at the end of the day, with the amount of pressure and things that were being thrown at him, like Darren Mason called an NFL type defensive coordinator game.
Mm-hmm.
For Auburn,
yeah,
like that was an NFL type defensive coordinator game with what he was throwing at Bryce Young.
Yeah,
and he did pretty well. I mean, he did a phenomenal job. You know, withstanding that pressure and that heat, especially when you take two of your best weapons off the field for Alabama.
Yeah,
so a lot of people don't realize that. So you start taking two of the best weapons that he has left.
Yep.
On the field, off, it changes the whole perspective of a game. Like a couple of those handouts, a couple of those runs. What's his name? Trey Sanders.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I love the kid. Love everything he's been through, the car accident, yep. The perseverance, all that being back. But let me tell you something, little man. You 45 pounds too light.
Yeah. This ain't for you. I mean, really, not now.
He's 45 pounds too light, and that's just the real. That's the guy's on the truth. It's nothing personal.
Yeah.
It's just 45 pounds too light because a couple, and that just shows you also the level that you're playing at. So here's a guy that probably can start and run circles around anybody in the ACC and other places.
Yeah.
But that Alabama Auburn game, he wasn't man enough to withstand going through that middle running the ball,
he couldn't handle it. That wasn't from him. For him, and came back real quick. And your points are awesome. But Bryce Young, though, if you think about B. Rob out, you said two main weapons.
Right,
he out. Williams out. Wide receiver number one. He was done.
Targeting call. Yep.
And here we are on the 3 yard line, and we got to drive 97 yards to win the damn game.
Talk to me now. Talk to
him. One thing, and if you watch a replay, this is God's honest truth. And they play it a lot on other stations on their network, SEC network. If you watch Bryce Young in the huddle, they had a shot from the back of him in the huddle, of the huddle, and he was just kind of dancing like he was excited. I'm like, what is this dude doing? We got a minute, something to go. We got to win the game. I'm tied up. And he said, when we was down and I was on the 3 yard line, I had to drive 9 yards. He said, I said to myself, this is exciting. And I really think he believed that too, man. He's a gamer, man. And I think he definitely won the Heisman Trophy, in my opinion, obviously, on that, it was a Heisman moment. And that's what you need to win the Heisman Trophy. And the fact of the matter is Ohio State got lost. That hurt him. So we'll see. We'll see what happens at the Heisman Trophy. But it was a great game. Phenomenal. I'm so happy. I was watching my mom. We was going crazy. My mom had gave up. I went to the other room.
Come on, mama. Don't do that now. Don't do that.
She said,
mama,
turn it off. I'm mad. Turn it off. I went to the other room. I started cussing. So, but anyway, at the end of the day, though, as we always know, the final fact is they had Nick Saban and the other team didn't. So that means a lot.
So we were afraid, really. This was the first year.
Yep.
Since the infamous kick,
I thought about that. But we always play. But did we say stupid stuff happened down there in Auburn?
Since the girls and I watched the game, we weren't in the same place.
Okay. Oh.
The first thing I thought about it, I said, "Oh no, not again." Oh no. This can't be happening. I had to break up a Zoom call, Reed. We got all
what people don't know, we all got our traditions with Alabama Auburn play. And we gotta keep it consistent. That's important to us.
First thing I thought, I said I was messing up for everybody.
Oh man. It was phenomenal. Shout out. I mean, by the way, K-Man, I'm not feeling really good by this weekend coming up, but I don't really care, to be honest with you. I'm like,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. We're gonna be underdogs, but that's scary too for Georgia fans. I'm just telling you.
So here's what should be scary for Georgia fans.
What's that?
As good as they are,
yeah,
and as dominant as they are,
yeah,
us coming off of that competition,
yep,
Saturday night,
yep,
speaks volumes for our preparation going into this game. And I'm telling you, Georgia, don't walk in there with, you know, thinking that you got this thing won now, because we may have learned some things the other night that you don't want to hear.
Know what? 100%. I'm with you, man. You said it just exactly right.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Got DC behind the glass doing what DC does. What up, D?
Living that dream one day at a time.
Look at you now, putting one foot in front of the other, man. DC, did you have a costume on this weekend? On your show?
I did, actually.
What the hell were you wearing, man? What the hell was that?
So, Chris and I for Culture State on Saturday, it was our season finale for the fall.
Got it.
Obviously, it's after Thanksgiving, so we decided to go full-on decorating for Christmas. So we had lights up, we had some presents, a little tree, a wreath, the whole shebang. Right. Well, I was going to wear an ugly sweater. And I made a bet with my girlfriend a week ago. My girlfriend, a little context here, she's from the Bay Area in California. She's a big San Jose Sharks fan.
There you go, okay, man.
Okay. Let me finish. Okay. Let me finish the story.
Okay.
She's a big San Jose Sharks fan. The Canes were in San Jose a week ago. So the bet was if San Jose beat the Canes, which they did 2-1 in overtime, she got to pick my ugly sweater, and I couldn't veto anything. So whatever she chose, I had to wear it. So it was a hoodie where the hood that came up looked like the top of a Christmas tree.
Yeah, boy, yeah.
And I wore it the entire show with pride.
Yeah. I had a feeling that it had to be something relationship attached to that costume.
He lost a bet.
I did lose a bet.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I was like, this is a must. I have to ask about this. This is ridiculous.
Wow.
Man.
Yep.
But yeah, I listened to you guys the other day, man. You guys did a good job, man.
Appreciate
good
it.
Stuff,
thank
man.
You.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Although, you know, you're going to have to, you got to work on Chris and his swag a little bit. You got to work on.
Oh, Chris and his swag? Please provide details so I can send this to him.
I'm going to work. We're gonna have to work on them, but we'll get them tightened up.
We'll get them tightened up. All right.
But you do a good job, DC, holding them down though. Ooh, boy. Well, I'm trying to tell you, you do a good job.
I'm gonna let him know.
Man, we got so many things to talk about, man. We got so much sports to happen over the holiday weekend. It was a long weekend, right? So
yep.
I guess Wednesday to Monday. That's a long weekend, isn't it?
It sure is.
That's a lot of stuff that can go down.
Yeah.
So somewhere between Wednesday and last night, the Panthers absolutely suck.
Oh Lord!
Like for real?
Yeah, they did. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's worse than that.
So here's what I want to. Here's what I would like to know between the two of you or anybody else that's listening.
Okay.
What is it about Cam Newton that made everything about the defense for the Carolina Panthers fall apart?
That's a great question.
What did he do? What did Cam do to make the defense absolutely collapse?
Maybe it's psychological. Maybe when the defense, it's on Cam's show, they said, we don't have to work as hard as we did. Because the defense has been solid all season. All of a sudden, like.
Special teams, too. Like
yeah.
Block punt for a touchdown. early in the game. Okay, guys.
That was like Hillside High School. That's the only thing I saw that. Hillside was playing Southern. I swear to God. I mean, really? This is ridiculous.
Cam Newton probably said, man, I ain't come back for this you know what here. Man, look here, man. No, hold on. That was 2010 Cam. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. No, I'm not holding the ball trying to save me the hero. No, I'm not doing that.
Because all that's going to happen is you're going to blame me. Well, fast forward.
Yep.
Who gets the blame?
Yep.
And I'm thinking to myself, like Reese said, Cam don't play defense. Cam don't play defense. I don't want you 21 nothing like out the gate.
You know what, Matt? Can I just add this real quick? I don't think Matt Rhule likes Cam Newton. No. I know that sounds really petty. You know what I'm saying? But the dynamics and how they don't even talk. They don't look each other in the eye. I just think Matt Rhule just don't like him, man. And I think Cam like the hell with you. No, I know that's elementary. I know, but just check it out when you play again. That's why it's the dynamics of the body language when they talk to each other. So David Tepper is the reason Cam is playing and his wife. But then, you know, Matt Rhule don't have nothing to do with that. Matt Rhule, like, he's hot.
Please, I don't know why that's so damn funny to me. That's the funniest thing I heard all day. I don't think Matt Rhule like you.
No, I'm just
like, what? Absolutely. Hold on. What clued you in? That he fired his ass?
Yeah, that too.
That part right there.
And okay. Tepper made him play him again. So I think some of those dynamics like that, but they look terrible. They look like probably one of the worst games I've seen them play this year. With or without
Dolphins
Cam.
33, Panthers 10.
Yeah.
And it was worse than that. Trust
and they
me.
Made Tua and Waller, who we love, but they made Miami look really good. Seriously?
So how is it that you can draft, quite honestly, the best defense on the planet and lose? I believe at this point they're only down J.C. Horn off of the defense, unless it's another guy.
No, I think J.C. Horn is almost still down.
How are you this bad?
Shaq's
offensive,
still
what happened?
Gilmore's still there. I mean, everybody's still there.
How are you this bad? How can this be? What? How are you this bad? Please enlighten me. This was horrible, like, defensively. Like it was a horrible game.
Special teams, offense, definitely nothing good that happened for the Panthers yesterday. Nothing.
Wait a minute. I don't know. Let's see. So then, back to your point, Reese. I don't think he likes Cam. Oh, what the hell is Cam? Again, what does Cam have to do with this ass whooping y'all were getting?
Yeah.
But he replaced him with PJ in the game, which I'm still, like, Cam would probably say, thank God, because I don't want to be out there. But Matt Rhule tried to explain what the rationale was about benching Cam. Let's hear from Matt Rhule.
Yeah, at the end of the day, there was, you know, we weren't protecting the quarterback worthwhile at all.
Yeah, duh.
Didn't seem fair to keep Cam in there, you know, keep getting hit. PJ, give him a chance to play. And at the same time, you know, Cam just hasn't had a lot of experience in some of those, that part of the game that we, unfortunately, we were in.
So, okay. Okay.
He answered the question the first time out.
Yeah. Then
did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
It just didn't seem fair to beat the living hell out of Cam.
And he should have just set up right there. Then he's going to go down. Well, basically said Cam wasn't familiar with that part of the game. What, down by 25 and try to come back? I was trying to understand what he meant by that, too. So,
anyway. I was watching. Because I really anticipated Cam to take his stuff off and keep on walking.
Yeah.
Just keep walking.
Yeah.
After one of those series, I expected Cam to just take his helmet, take his jersey off, and just keep walking. He said, man, I'll meet y'all in Charlotte, man. I ain't got to do this real, bro. I'm Cam Newton, bro. I ain't got to take this. You going to get me killed? I mean, it was horrible. Even when a coach comes out and says that at the end of the game, you know how bad it's got to be?
Cam, I think they asked Cam about it. I think he tried to explain it too, I guess.
Well, let's see what Cam has to say about not taking his stuff off and just leaving.
No, it's just been in, you know, the 2 minute. That's it. You know, I didn't. I spoke with coach. He said, you know, we're going to put PJ in because he has a better grasp of the signals and, you know, the 2 minute.
Call Teddy Bridgewater.
Obviously, things that's in 2 minutes that's not necessarily in the game, but the base game plan. And, you know, I was fine with that. And at the end of the day, it's still about being a professional. At that particular point in time, I had more than enough opportunity to keep the game in the balance. And, you know, it's no need to put up a fight with that.
So hold up. Go ahead.
This is my new Cam. You like my new Cam?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. You like my new Cam?
Yeah, Cam. Yeah, yeah.
He's Cam Stradamus. That's Cam Stradamus right there. Well, that's
he,
my new Cam.
He's landing knowledge on us, man. And yeah, all those little comments that he used to make back in the the old Cam, they're gone.
I love it.
This is Cam.
I love my new Cam. My new Cam, something else, boy. Ooh, woo!
Let me get this right. So
I haven't peaked. I haven't climaxed as a player.
So the new Cam said that he could have run a 2-minute drill. Or something. That's why he wasn't there.
No.
What?
Cam said it's all about being professional. I've had enough chances to keep the game in balance. You know, we weren't doing that. And at the time of the game we were in, you know, it's all about being a professional. And, you know, let PJ do it. Uh huh. But your coach said what he should have said in the beginning. What his coach said, he said it in the beginning. What? Look, man, you ain't got to keep taking this, man. I'm gonna go ahead and sit you down. Let PJ come in and run. Yeah. Coach told the truth.
It's some validity. I mean, that makes sense. Why am I gonna get this guy beat up? I mean, everybody knows we got to throw the ball every play. I'm not gonna get him hurt. So, it's still terrible.
So lastly, because this is gonna get into my last question for everybody. Matt Rhule said the team is trying too hard. Let me hear this first before I tell you what I think about that.
No, I don't need to say that like that.
What?
Okay.
we'll have to learn from it and, you know, keep going. We haven't had a taunting penalty all year, haven't been warned on one. We've had other people hit us and turn a look at our sideline. Our guys have been great, and then all of a sudden we get in this ball game, and you know, I could psychoanalyze for hours. You know, I mean, I think these guys really want to win. They're trying so hard to win, and then they start not having success. They try even harder, and they just, you know, just gets away, get emotional a little bit, and it gets away from us. And guys are yelling at each other because they want to win, and that's why, like, you know, to sit in the seat, you have to stay a little bit more like this than you can be like this, right? So, to Ellis's point, I'm just no doubt in my mind that the guys were ready to play. It was going to be a tough game. We knew it was going to be a tough game. So I don't think they weren't ready. I just think that we got outplayed in some areas and started to panic a little bit. Did some things that are uncharacteristic. And when you can learn to, when things are not going well, to settle down and just take a breath and go back to your technique, then you have a chance. A lot of our players are not doing that at the level I need to get them to do it. So that's on me.
Friday, man. Get it over with. Let him go, man. Let's move on.
You know, it's funny, though. The Panthers, they're in the same position. We've been this way last few years. I mean, nothing. It's still the same story, man.
You're exactly where Teddy Bridgewater said you were. Seriously.
Yeah.
So, let's just be. We're going to try every chess piece on the board to move around. What's left? You gonna blame the defensive coordinator?
Look at Joe Brady. Isn't he passing? What, he's the offense coordinator?
Passing guru.
He's supposed to turn things around.
The originator of the West Coast offense. Oh, wait a minute. That ain't him. But anyway, they make it seem like it was.
Next coach to LSU.
Oh, wait a minute. That ain't him either. Next coach to USC. Oh, wait, that ain't him. Yeah. Next coach to Penn State. That ain't him.
Virginia Tech.
Yeah, he can get that one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be the next head coach at LSU.
You can get that one. You can get that one. I understand.
Yeah, anyway.
So, with this being said, now, my prediction about the Panthers sneaking in the back door into the playoffs, it ain't looking too good.
Nah.
Because this team is going downhill fast.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with Cam. That's what's disappointing about it.
But they did give us 1 or 2 weeks of this hope. And inspiration. We were inspired by Cam coming over and Cam winning. He gave us our couple moments of just gratitude and satisfaction, and now we back to, they need to fire everybody.
They are who they thought they were.
Yeah.
I don't.
Pretty much.
It's disappointing. I'll just say it's really disappointing because I believe there's a lot of talent on that team for the Carolina Panthers. Tons of talent all over the place on that team for the Carolina Panthers. And he said that they're all playing, they're playing too hard, and it just, all those reasons were just stupid. Stupid!
I'm going to make a statement that's going to, I'm kind of off a little bit on not necessarily topic, but I would venture to say that if they would have drafted, I know this, and I'm a homer, I told them to draft Matt Jones. And see, if they'd have drafted Matt Jones, I think the Panthers would be in a better situation. Let me tell you, Cam is great, but see, Cam coming in, and just, he's been there before, and just causing,
Can I share something with you?
Go ahead.
Let me share it, because it's just you and me.
All right.
We're just doing what we do.
Okay.
if they'd have drafted Mac Jones, Mac Jones would be another washed up quarterback from a championship team.
You think so?
Horrible. Nothing about that franchise makes me think they can take a prospect like a Mac Jones,
yeah,
bring him into the facility, put him on that team, and be successful as he has been with New England. Nothing about what I've seen makes me feel that way.
And you may be right, but the only reason I said it, because they used to have a good defense. And Mac Jones he ain't going to do great things, but he's going to do some good things consistently. So if he just, get the ball to the right people with CMC coming back, I just thought that would have been a good look. But anyway, hindsight is 22. No, I'm sorry. Hindsight is 50-50 according to Cam Newton. But anyway, that's where we go.
Well, it depends on who you ask. Depends on who you ask.
Right, the Titanic quick, still forward. Has to go.
Shut up, Cam.
Because I want to talk about a couple of other games before we get to B Knight Rider here coming up in the next sec. So, Reese, it's just us, man. What's up with your frat brother?
You asked DC. DC. I mean,
I'm not that petty.
I'm not going to do that. So, why don't you call Mike Tomlin out in front of him? So, are you not that damn petty? Give him a break.
I'm not going to talk about another man's team in front of him.
Really?
And call him on the call. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't talk about some team that went out and laid an egg that stuck so bad. It actually made me forget about Carolina Panthers game.
Seriously? Thank you, DC. Nice. Very appropriate. I don't think they have. See, it's two things. I think Ben is done. I think Ben is done. And I think they keep riding that ship. Cause I ain't mad at them. But
what clued you in? The wheelchair? what made you think Ben Roethlisberger was done playing?
So some of those sacks that if he was a little younger or whatever, I just think that he had a great career. They got to move on to somebody else. Matter of fact, Dennis, you want to chime in on this, or you just want to sit on the sideline? Here's your team.
I could have told you they stunk.
Yeah, that's true.
They haven't been good all season. That's the thing. They're 5-5-1 for a reason.
Yeah.
Because they have a terrible offensive line, and, Big Ben's old.
Yeah.
I could have told you that going into the season. I knew this season they're like, okay, you might finish third or fourth in the division.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
This I'm putting squarely on the shoulders of Tomlin and the front office for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What are you talking about?
How do I say it? Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick would have never let this happen to his team.
Okay.
All right.
It's a tough choice. I get it. And I know the Pittsburgh faithful, you guys have this loyalty thing where it extends all the way through. At some point, someone could have had a conversation with Ben and said, look, that's not how we want to do this going out. It just is a bad look all the way around.
And the sad part about it is, it's not like Cleveland is tearing it up, and is Cincinnati and Baltimore going to be the teams come out of there?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing as well, is that they unfortunately, because of the contract situation with Ben, with the salary cap and everything, because they kept mortgaging everything out and pushing his salary cap hit back, this is the year everything came due in terms of the salary cap. So the thing was, it's like, okay, we can get rid of him, but still have $40+ million in dead cap money and not really be able to sign anybody. Okay, we're going to ride Mason Rudolph this season.
You can't win.
Or you stick with him one more season.
You got Haskins.
I'm sorry, repeat that. Repeat that name again.
You got Haskins. Hit the way Haskins.
Coming from a dude. Oh boy. Wow.
Breaking news out of Landover, Maryland and Ashburn, Virginia. Washington football team wasted a first-round pick on 2019 on quarterback Dwayne Haskins out of Ohio State. Back to you, Reese and K-Mac.
That was awesome.
That's true. I deserve it. But you have him now. So what are you going to do with
him? Put him right where he belongs, on the bench.
I mean,
you have him now.
He got to be better than a guy by the name of Mason Rudolph. I mean, this name just.
So with that being said, right, so let's analyze this for what it is. You got two ways of doing business. You have the Patriots way,
right,
which is never get into the situation, be perceived as having no loyalty. It's all, it is what it is. You always cut people loose before they get, before the end of their usefulness. Mm. Or you have the Pittsburgh Steelers way, which is we ride to the end together. We win together, we lose together. And when it's time to send you off, because you've given so much to us, we send you off right, and then we'll rebuild from there. Which way is better?
Well, I think you're,
I see
you're,
which one is more pain. I see which one is more painful for the fan. I see that.
The thing is, you're talking about a situation with just one player, though. It's not like they consistently ride things out with everybody. Like they let guys like Joey Porter go early. Yeah, like they told guys like. I think, you know, granted, Troy was going to retire anyway, but I think he probably would have been gone as well. But, I mean, they let guys like Antonio Brown go. They let Mike Wallace. I mean, they've let guys go early. Alan Faneca. There are plenty of guys who finished their career in Arizona.
Hey, man, Pittsburgh, Arizona. Arizona looks pretty good. It's warm.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, okay. So, the loyalty they showed to being down the stretch. Is it worth, for as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I'll let you speak on it. Is it warranted? Is it justified?
I mean,
is this the right way to do it?
I mean, they're hoping to catch lightning in a bottle for one more season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that change in offensive coordinator and stuff. But unfortunately, though, I mean, it's what happens when you don't have the money to pay an offensive line. You have, you know, two rookies that start and a second year guy that just aren't that good. Yeah, you can't run the ball. You can't do all the stuff that you want to do. I mean, he's old, he's washed up. I don't always put it fully on him.
You
never could put it on one guy.
Yes, sir.
Where you come down on him? So I get, see, DC sounds like a fan. See, he pulled at my heartstrings just then. He made me feel like, I said, oh.
I know, when he said I had a backup. No, it's a, hey, you know what? I think, Ben, this is last year. They got a draft. I think this is going to be one of the most important drafts they have. I think their defense is pretty decent. Offensive line is an issue. But I think got to have somebody. This maybe trade for a veteran, another veteran that can come in and play quarterback for them. Because I think Najee Harris is awesome. He just needs a little help.
Yeah, the skill guys they have offensively are good. I mean, Najee Harris, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson. I mean, they've got a bunch of guys who are on rookie contracts.
Yeah,
still.
That's true.
So here's the thing: they could maybe get a veteran quarterback or try and draft and whatever it is, depending on where they do draft.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, this was, we knew kind of this was going to be a rough season for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
All right.
That is.
All right. So, I knew, I mean, it's just tough watching because I knew, though, you have a lot of talent all around that field. So, but you don't have any talent on the offensive line.
Hey, can we come in on one other thing? I know we got to go to break.
Yeah, go ahead.
My Raiders beat the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. I just want to put it out there. You know, even though.
It's funny, I haven't heard from Pam yet.
I know.
So what's funny about that, Reese, is that? Quite honestly, because I was going, hopefully we could dedicate the last half of the show just beating up on the Cowboys.
We still can.
Hold on. I'm just beating up on the Cowboys because, again, the Cowboys are exactly who we thought they were.
Yep.
They started with who we thought they were. They got all this talent like we thought they were, what they had. They won a couple of games. They got a little momentum. But consistently, they get in their own way and they step on their own shoestrings and bust their lip on the sidewalk.
Did one guy
every time?
One guy had four PIs, pass interference. I think.
Don't do that. Don't
one
don't
guy,
join that bandwagon. Reese, don't join that bandwagon. Don't do that.
He had a bad Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.